Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Lowe's Companies, Inc. Hey everyone, I'm thrilled to dive into one of the heavyweights in the home improvement retail space with you today. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through solid picks, you've likely got Lowe's on your radar. So let's unpack what's been happening with this giant and see where it stands for your portfolio. We'll cover a broad overview, dig into recent news and performance, and then break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that could shape its future. Stick with me as we explore what's driving Lowe's and what could move the needle down the road. First off, for those who might need a quick refresher, Lowe's operates in the home improvement industry within the consumer cyclical sector, running a massive chain of stores across the U.S. and beyond. They're a go-to for everything from tools to appliances, catering to both DIY enthusiasts and professional contractors. With a market cap in the hundreds of billions and a workforce of thousands, they're a major player competing in a space that's sensitive to economic cycles and consumer spending trends. Let's just say they've got a big footprint, and their performance often reflects broader housing and economic vibes. Now let's talk about what's been going on recently. Looking at their performance over the past year, Lowe's has shown some mixed results. Short term, we've seen a bit of softness with declines over the last few months. But if we zoom out to a five-year horizon, the stock has delivered solid gains, outperforming many peers in the sector during certain periods. However, the latest earnings call from Q4 2023 revealed a notable dip in comparable sales, down over 6%, which signals some headwinds in the current consumer environment. News snippets also highlight a cautious tone from management, pointing to softer demand for big-ticket items as folks tighten their belts. On the flip side, they've been making moves to enhance their digital platforms and streamline operations, which could be a game changer. So, with that backdrop, let's dive into the meat of our SWOT analysis and see what's really at play for Lowe's. Strengths. Alright, let's start with what Lowe's is doing right. First up, they've got a rock-solid brand and market position. As one of the top dogs in home improvement, their scale gives them serious bargaining power with suppliers and a loyal customer base that keeps coming back, whether it's for a weekend project or a full renovation. Financially, they're in a decent spot with strong gross profit margins compared to industry averages. Their ability to generate consistent revenue, clocking in at massive figures year after year, shows they've got a business model that works, even if growth isn't explosive right now. Another big plus is their dividend yield, which sits at a respectable level for income-focused investors. They've been committed to returning cash to shareholders, and that's a nice cushion for long-term holders like us who want steady payouts while we wait for capital appreciation. Lastly, their focus on digital transformation, as highlighted in the recent earnings call, is paying off. Investments in online platforms and fulfillment options are aligning them with modern shopping trends, which is huge when customers expect seamless experiences. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Lowe's isn't without its cracks. That 6.2% drop in comparable sales from the Q4 2023 earnings report is a red flag. It tells us that consumer spending on home improvement is taking a hit, especially for discretionary high-cost purchases. If this trend drags on, it could weigh heavily on top-line growth. Their debt-to-equity ratio is also something to keep an eye on. It's not catastrophic, but it's elevated enough to raise questions about financial flexibility if economic conditions worsen or interest rates keep biting. Too much leverage can limit their ability to pivot or invest aggressively. Operationally, while they're making strides, the reliance on physical stores in a world shifting to e-commerce could be a drag. Yes, they're improving digital, but they're still playing catch-up in some areas compared to competitors who've been quicker to adapt. Lastly, their return on equity, while decent, isn't blowing anyone away. It suggests they might not be squeezing as much value out of shareholder capital as they could, which is something we long-term investors need to watch. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the upside potential. One big opportunity for Lowe's is the ongoing push into the pro contractor segment. Their earnings call emphasized efforts to better serve professionals, and if they can capture more of that market, it could drive steadier revenue streams, since pros tend to spend consistently, unlike DIYers who ebb and flow with the economy. Housing market dynamics could also play in their favor over the long haul. With aging homes across the U.S. needing repairs and renovations, Lowe's is well positioned to benefit from a potential uptick in home improvement projects, especially if interest rates ease and housing turnover picks up. Their digital and omnichannel investments are another area to get excited about. Enhancing online experiences and fulfillment could tap into younger demographics who prefer shopping from their phones, and if they nail this, it could be a significant growth driver. Lastly, looking at forward PE ratios, the valuation isn't wildly out of whack compared to historical averages. If they execute on operational improvements, there's room for the stock to re-rate higher as earnings stabilize, which is something we value investors love to see. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks to chew on. The biggest threat right now is the macroeconomic environment. With consumer confidence shaky and inflation still a factor, discretionary spending on home projects could stay suppressed. That Q4 sales drop isn't just a blip, it's a warning sign of broader challenges. Competition is another beast. Lowe's isn't alone in this space, and rivals are just as hungry to grab market share. If they can't differentiate through pricing, service, or innovation, they risk losing ground, especially to players with stronger e-commerce setups. Interest rate sensitivity is also a concern. Higher rates not only impact consumer spending on big purchases, but also affect housing market activity, which is a key driver for Lowe's. If rates stay elevated, it could dampen demand for years. Finally, their industry performance metrics show that the home improvement sector as a whole is facing headwinds, with shorter-term declines across the board. If the sector doesn't rebound, Lowe's might struggle to swim against the current, no matter how well they execute. All right, folks, let's wrap this up with a few insights as we think about Lowe's from a long-term perspective. On one hand, their strong brand, consistent dividends, and strategic moves into digital and pro markets give us reasons to stay optimistic. On the other, those comparable sales declines and macro pressures remind us that patience might be required. Their free cash flow remains healthy, which offers some buffer, but I'd keep a close watch on that debt level and how they manage it in a tougher economic climate. Valuation-wise, the forward PE suggests it's not overpriced, but it's also not a screaming bargain, so timing and broader market trends will matter. In conclusion, Lowe's has a solid foundation for long-term investors, but it's not without near-term turbulence. If you're in it for the long haul, their scale and strategic pivots could pay off, especially if the housing market and consumer sentiment turn around. However, be prepared for some choppiness in the meantime, and consider how much cyclical risk you're comfortable with in your portfolio. Thanks for tuning in, and if you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point swats on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Lowe's below. Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.